Alabama's prison system is in the news a lot. Prisons are overcrowded, violent, and understaffed. Last year, the U.S. Justice Department threatened a lawsuit saying it believed conditions in Alabama prisons were unconstitutional. While the prison issue is complex, an exhibit opening tomorrow in Birmingham aims to prompt conversation different from the typical fervor. It's an exhibit of artwork produced by inmates in Alabama prisons. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
University of Alabama art instructor Jamie Grimes didn't fully understand what he was getting into. It was around 2008, and a woman was drumming up support for art classes inside Alabama prisons.
I think that my luck was just being on the first floor, and I was one of the first people she was able to speak with, and it sounded like a pretty exciting opportunity.
So that's how Grimes found himself walking through the fencing, going through security, and teaching art to inmates. He says we see depictions of prison life on TV or in movies, but it doesn't prepare you.
It's just that it's not fiction. It's one of the most real experiences that I've ever had.
That experience came through the Alabama Prison Arts and Education Project, and the woman Grimes encountered is its founder, Kais Stevens. The program started in 2002 and is based at Auburn University. It began with poetry classes and expanded from there. Stevens says they're a human-centered organization.
We don't use the term inmate to refer to people on the inside, and the people who participate in our program, they are students and artists and writers.
The art classes are mostly drawing. That's because some art equipment is cumbersome for a prison environment or could pose a threat. Instructor Jamie Grimes says he did get permission to use X-Acto knives for one project, although it required a tight system to keep track of those tools. Some of those drawings from Alabama prisoners are now at Space 111, an arts organization in downtown Birmingham.
They're all just superb. I mean, they're you know, beautiful in their own right.
Gallery co-founder Peter Prince is quick to praise the art as he looks around the gallery. He says it's like any professional show they'd stage. Many of the works lining the walls are self-portraits. There are poems from inmates mixed in as well. Some drawings contain images related to prison, but many don't scream, made by a prisoner. The presentation, though, is influenced by its origin. A few sketches are flanked by partitions meant to mimic prison cells. Jumpsuits hang beside them.
These white suits representing, you know, the human being within, you know, the cell that has created this artwork, so that, you know, honoring the person that created that artwork.
The artwork is anonymous. There are no artist statements. It's the third time Space 111 has featured work from the Prison Arts Project. Prince says people were in awe at past exhibitions. Kais Stevens says inmates are seen as different from the rest of society, and in a funny way, displaying their artwork can feed into that perception. She'll sometimes hear,
"Oh my goodness, isn't it wonderful that these people," and I'm using my air quotes for these people, "want to take art class." Of course they want to take art classes. They're human beings just like the rest of us.
Instructor Jamie Grimes says after settling in, teaching in a prison is much like any traditional setting. In fact, he says it's harder to keep university students focused on, say, staring at a still life, as opposed to staring at their phones. Grimes says inmates are eager to have their work acknowledged, but says there's a proper way to do it.
I feel like the most respectful thing we can do is to engage their work just like they're any other human being. Treat them that way, because they don't always get treated that way.
Most people haven't been behind the walls of an Alabama prison. Artwork is one way to poke through. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.
Art on the Inside opens tomorrow evening at Space 111 in Birmingham. The opening includes a panel discussion about educational programs in Alabama prisons.